That's right. It's 4:07 in the afternoon. How you doing, everybody? Fly me to the moon today. That's right. That's where I want to go. And I tell you what, coming up on Saturday, you are going to have an amazing time. Let me tell you, you miss this, you are going to miss the best part. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, the best part of the whole Festival of Flowers, because it is the Expo and Aviation Expo and Air Show coming up on Saturday out there at the Greenwood Airport. Now, Rossi, people say to me all the time, we have an airport here in Greenwood. Rossi, where's the airport at?
It's on Terminal Road, 322 Terminal Road. And people should come out on Saturday. They should come find out what our airport looks like. We're going to have a great day. It's going to be a full day, and we invite everybody to come.
You know, Rossi, I talked to you a couple of years ago when the air show was just an idea, and has it grown, hasn't it?
It has. It really has. The very first year, we had about 60 planes, and this year we're expecting 100. I don't know that we even had a car show. Yeah, we had a small car show the first year. This year, we're expecting about 150 cars, so it's grown.
It certainly has. It's become an all-day affair. Talk about the air show part of it. Stan, tell us how, Stan Stockman, do you do anything else when you're not working on the air show?
Yes, I do. I work for CPW, but I'm an airplane lover.
Bless you.
Thank you. I am an airplane lover, so, you know, you can't, we're a different breed. When you love so many airplanes, you just kind of, you can't get it out of you, and you eat, sleep, and breathe it, and that's the way I am. But I do work for CPW as well.
Have you built an experimental plane?
I didn't actually build my experimental, but I fly an experimental airplane.
That's kind of scary, isn't it, Stan?
No, actually, it's actually safer. It's a real safe way to fly. People, you think, well, it's not safe, but they've got it developed to where they're almost foolproof, but they,
wow.
You'd have to do something really crazy not to be able to fly an experimental.
Wow. So. Well, tell us a little bit about what makes you so excited about the air show this year particularly.
Well, this year our air show is really going to boom. We got six great acts. We're going to open up with the Flying Tiger parachute team there out of Anderson, and that's always a big hit to see the parachuters. They're going to jump a couple of times. They're jumping out of a C-45 military airplane this year, and we may even have, we're supposed to have four, but they say, well, shoot, if we can jump out of a C-45, five or six of us may come, so I don't know how many parachuters we'll have, but we'll have a nice crowd. Probably followed with Jimmy Burke. He's coming over in a Russian yak in the display. That's an old Russian war plane,
mm-hmm.
Russian war trainer that's very aerobatic. That I think that's going to be interesting to see. Jimmy's just getting into the air show business, so he's learning, but he'll be a lot of fun to see. And then we got Greg Connell flying a Pitts S-12. Greg flew for us last year, and him and Gary put on a wonderful show.
Absolutely.
And I tell you, if you've never seen it, when you're watching the air show, you're going to be saying, is this Greenwood? I can't believe all this is going on, because it's so great. And then they followed in with Team Lima Lima, which is a five-ship T-34s airplanes. And then we'll finish off with Gary Ward. And you know, Gary Ward's 73 this year, and I tell you, he can outperform all of them. So he's simply amazing.
You know, what's really interesting, I talked to the Team Lima Lima this morning, and I think what's his name?
Skip Aldis.
Skip is 70. They're all retired. They come from all parts of the country.
Yes.
And started this team. Where did they start? Up in Illinois.
Yeah,
up in Illinois. And they started, and we're fortunate to have one of their older members here, lives in 96.
Ed Hicks.
And yep. Ed comes
Maybe
and talks to
Maybe you should say
us.
Former member instead of older.
Okay.
he might not like that.
Ed says they're just six old guys flying airplanes. And
in
they
formation.
Have yep.
Yes.
And I got one more act we're going to have, and this is a comedy act. We've got Sheriff Roscoe and Hotwire Harry as well. Sheriff Roscoe and Hot Wire Harry will be down there at the Kids Fest, but they'll also perform in the air show, and it will be good. I've watched this act several times and always have a fun watching it. So.
Well, I know that last year, you know, y'all went out on a limb and did it, and it turned out just terrific. I know y'all were really nervous about making this come together. How are y'all feeling this year?
Well, we think we're in pretty good shape. We're actually proud of where we're at. You know, we think we're in better shape this year than we were last year. So we'll know Saturday afternoon, won't we?
But absolutely.
Well, we think we're in good shape. Actually, we've every one of them. I tell you, we've got a great committee of people that put it together, and they all work hard and they make fantastic things happen.
And I think
so,
that's terrific.
You know,
I think that's terrific.
It's not me. It's not anybody. It's not one person. It's all. And I tell you, every one of them work and make a great show. It really turns out good. I'm really proud of what they do anyway.
Well, that's great. Now, we also have Buck Griffin here with us. He was talking about his cats with Gracie, and she said, I think I'll just go lay down and sleep. How you doing today, Buck?
I'm doing so great, I can't stand it.
Well, all righty. So what is your part in the air show here now, Buck?
Well, I'm the mouth of the South for them, you know. We have a motto out there, sky's the limit and no's not an option.
Well, there you go. I think that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, just a little anecdote. The first year we had it, of course, we didn't have an air show. We just had a fly-in and a few cars.
And the RCs.
And the RCs, of course.
Radio control. Right, yeah.
And we had a aerobatic airplane come in there, and when he left, he did a loop and a roll.
And you thought you'd really done something, right?
And then and we said, why don't we have an air show? And so that's where it got started from.
Sure. And you've gotten a lot of good support from the community for this, too, Buck.
Yes, I really want to thank all of the sponsors.
We don't have time for that, Buck.
I know. What I want to say is anybody that attends and sees who sponsors it, go to their place of business, thank them for what they've done, and encourage them, because from the last year's show to this year's show, every one of our sponsors came back again. And they deserve our appreciation. And like I said, if you do business with any of those sponsors, go thank them. Go tell them you noticed. Tell them and do business with them, because it makes our community closer and better.
Well, it does. And every time you shop local, whether you're buying gas or whether you're buying groceries or whatever you're buying, you are putting dollars back into your community. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people forget about that. Even buying gas, it's important to shop local.
And I got to tell a little story on Buck.
I like this.
Well, you'll be proud of Buck. Last year, we did have our first air show. The first year, we didn't have an air show.
Right.
But last year, we was trying to put together, and all of us were sitting around the table, and we was dreaming what we could do and what we couldn't do. So it got down to, like 45 days out, and we didn't have the money.
Right.
We didn't have the money to put on an air show. And
you
so
mean it costs money to get these people to come,
doesn't
it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
And so we were sitting around the table, and I 45 days out, I just made the announcement, look, we can't have an air show. It won't work.
I know it was right down to the limit, to the wire here, yes.
And Buck says, what's the matter? Why can't we have it? And I said, well, we don't have the money, Buck. We can't do it. We can't afford it. We can't do this, and we can't do that. Buck says, I'm not taking no for an answer. He says, you just give me a few days. And within less than a week, we had the money to do an air show. And Buck went out and worked extremely hard. And we had to jump through a lot of hoops last year. We had to go through FAA, and that was because we didn't have the money, we couldn't apply for the air show. And so
licensing and all, insurance,
it all
sure,
worked.
Yeah.
It all worked out. Boy, Heidi, Buck, and truth known, if it wasn't for Buck, we still probably wouldn't have an air show. So
how long do I got to sit here before you give me some money for this air show?
Well, you know, all to bring in all these different groups and get all this stuff together, I mean, it takes money to do this. And you guys only charge for the parking. $5 for a car. A car load can come in for only $5. Stan, where came up with that idea?
Well, you know, our tagline is flying family and fun, and that's what we want to have. And the thing about it is we want to be a part of the Festival of Flowers, and we want to have everybody come out as their whole family, because kids from can hardly walk and talk looks up and loves planes. You know, I can see kids going, plane, plane, and that you know, that's just thrilling. They can't do a lot, but they are so fascinated with airplanes, and so we want everybody to come. And you know, we have to charge something. If we could get by with doing it for nothing, we would. But
Well, $5 is just unbelievable. And this reminds me of the plane, the plane. What was that show where they went to the island? You went to the
Fantasy Island.
Yeah. There you go.
And this is our Fantasy Island.
Kids always remember holding their mother and daddy's hand going to an air show for their whole life. They'll remember that.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, and there's so many, you know, the kids that have never flown. So this is an opportunity to be up close with these planes and everything. They may not get to fly it, but they will get close.
Not only that, we have planes that they can fly in. We have Cessnas that they'll be able to fly in. We have a biplane, a Stearman biplane, and we have a helicopter this year, which is new to the show. People can pay to ride in any one of those planes.
Take a tour around Greenwood.
Just a quick tour around Greenwood, yep.
Aren't we going to have a monster truck, too?
Oh, and the monster truck. Yeah, they can
now
ride in the monster
Now, that doesn't fly.
Truck.
Come on, now. What's the deal here?
You don't know.
When he gets going fast enough.
Okay. All right, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I tell you what, they got so much going on. We got so many papers on the desk. When you see the video, you're going to be going, what's going on over there? But we have programs this year, and they are pretty snazzy. I understand you just picked them up today.
We did.
And they're $2, but let me tell you, it's a $2 donation. Is that correct? Would that be right? Yes, $2 donation.
You probably won't get one if you don't give it
$2. You will not get one if you don't cough up $2. But in there, you'll be able to get, you'll be able to go around to the different groups and get them to sign. The guys that are doing the flying and everything are going to be letting you sign them. And then, as you move to the back of it, you are going to see four tickets to win, and you can win a trip in a World War II Stearman. You can win a ride in a Cessna 172, a ride in a helicopter, and win a sunset dinner flight. Now, we know about the other. What's this sunset dinner flight? Stan, you want to tell us about it?
This is a new thing to the Aviation Expo, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to introduce people to aviation. So we're hoping we can give away to a lucky couple a sunset dinner flight. And what they'll do is they'll come to Greenwood County Airport. Mm-hmm. They will be flown to Greenville.
Okay.
And there's a restaurant on the airport up there called the Runway Cafe.
Okay.
And they will be treated kind of like royalty, and they will go out, they'll go in, they will get a free meal with non-alcoholic drinks.
Okay.
And then they will be able to come back, get in the airplane, and fly back home. And if, depending on when they choose to go, hopefully see a beautiful sunset that we see when we're flying around late afternoon, because it's absolutely gorgeous up there on a nice day. You know, it won't be given away. It'll be given away on the 21st, this weekend, but they don't have to take it. They can kind of take it whenever they want to.
They can schedule it.
Yes.
Right.
And we're going to make it work, and we hope somebody can really enjoy aviation, learn a little bit about aviation as a couple, and, you know, maybe find a new people that like have a new hobby.
Sure. Oh, that's terrific. Now, Rossi, you've got people have hangars out there. There's a lot of private planes that are out there on a regular basis. Some businesses have a plane. The airport has, just for the record, the airport has activity going on all the time. We have a tower out there and everything, don't we?
No, we don't have a tower. You know, our terminal looks like it has a tower, but no, we don't. We have a fixed-based operator that mans the terminal, like 8 to 5, 8 to 6 daily, except Sundays, and it's Sunday afternoon, and we have 69 hangars on site, and right now all but 2 are full. So if you know anybody that needs a hangar, we have 2 available. And we have a lot of industries that fly in. We have a lot of net jets that come in. You'd be surprised.
Well, that's, you know,
Clemson recruiting comes in. Wichita State basketball recruiting comes in.
Okay, so if you want to be in the know, you got to be out there at the airport
to check out who's coming
into town, right?
That's right.
Yeah. But it is a neat little airport, and it's very, very, very nice. And the when you walk inside, I mean, it's just lovely.
It's a nice terminal building. We have a project coming up this summer that we're actually going to resurface our runway. The runway will be closed for 3 months, and we'll have an alternate runway open, and we will be milling up the asphalt and pouring concrete.
Oh, wow.
So it's a big project.
Now,
federal grant for that.
Wow. Now, are you going to lengthen it at all? I mean, because I know there had been a discussion about that.
It has been, but not in this project.
Okay.
That's still 5 years out.
5 years out. Okay. All right. Now, people say, but an airport's supposed to have commercial flights.
Well, not all of them.
Not all of them. Okay.
In fact, I'd say the majority of them don't.
Yeah. So you still have to go to Greenville or Columbia or
Ours
Augusta.
Ours is a general aviation airport.
So it's pretty neat, though. If you ever don't have anything to do, go out there on an afternoon and just see what's coming and going.
And we got a good new airport observation area that the EAA actually bought a few picnic tables and 2 benches. And, yes, we're encouraging people to come. You know, as time goes on, we want to build it up and make it better for people to be able to come out there and enjoy,
cool.
You know, airplanes flying. You know, that's what it's all about, is getting people in out there to see what's happening.
Sure. So you can get tickets. I mean, this $2, it is a very, very nice, very, very nice catalog. Get it signed by some of the guys that are going to be performing, everything from the Flying Tiger Paratroopers to Gary Ward, Greg Connell. He's Irish, you know, which is why you pronounce it that way. Top of the morning to you. I talked to him yesterday.
Okay, give us the $2 and a half.
$2 and a half. I'll come. Well, what's this hour worth today here, eh? All right, then that team, Lima, they're going to be having a good time out there. So make sure you're out there this Saturday. Now, the air show isn't till 2 o'clock, but you're going to have a lot of stuff going on out there, right? Stan, real quick, we've got a break at 4:30 for the news, but what are some of the highlights of some of the things that you're excited to see out there this year?
Well, this year we're really excited about having the Festival of Flowers Kids Fest out there. We you know, an airport is where kids should be anyway. They love airplanes. So, yes, that's what we're trying to do. The YMCA and Michaels have teamed up, and they're going to be out there with us. And that's going to be a lot of fun. They'll be for 2 hours at 9:30 to 11:30, Kids Fest going on. At the end of the Kids Fest, then we have the Chick-fil-A cow parachute drop.
The cows are going to be dropping from the sky?
The cows will be. They're miniature cows, but they will be cows dropping from the sky. And there's like 200 or 300 of them that will be dropping. So that is something big that we're really excited about this
year. And I was making a joke about cows dropping from the sky this morning.
You know, we hadn't really mentioned the RC planes. Nope. And they'll be out there. And this year, the Index Journal is doing a giveaway for an RC plane.
For radio controlled.
Yeah.
Yes.
For those that don't know what RC stands for. Yes.
So that's going to be a new, bigger
new feature.
The giveaway, and then We're expecting more RC planes this year than we've had over the last 2 years.
All right. Well, it is time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. We'll talk more about the radio cars. We'll talk about the cars. We'll talk about all the things to see out there. So why don't you stay right with us? We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Well, we got time. We got things to talk about, and we are talking about the air show. We have Stan Stockman. We have Rossi Coram, and we have Book Griffin. Book, how you doing today?
Great, just great. We just eat up with this air show. That's all there is to it.
I bet you're eating and sleeping and trying to make it all perfect, aren't you?
That's right. There's never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. Well, you know, one of the things that I think would be a good thing to talk about, you did have a very special, Rossi, you had a very special plan for this Saturday as part of a veterans. And unfortunately, he's not going to be with us.
Yeah.
So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I do. The Greenwood Community Foundation gave us a grant this year to bring in warbirds, and we have several that are going to be on display and flying in the air show, as a matter of fact. But one of the warbirds we were going to bring in was a C-46, a cargo plane from a World War II cargo plane that a local pilot, Jeb Stewart, flew in World War II. And so we wanted to reunite Jeb and Tinkerbell. And that was our plan, and we were real excited about it. And unfortunately, Jeb passed away this past Friday. He was 93.
Wow.
And I know, and we will honor him, you know, and he'll be watching over us.
It's going to
at
be keep
the air
the,
show.
Keep the thunderstorms away, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tinkerbell is the airplane.
Yeah, Tinkerbell's the airplane.
Not Jeb.
I said, he's up there in heaven watching the air show and shooing all the thunderclouds away. That's his job.
Yeah. Amen.
But, you know, I'm really proud. We had five local pilots. Stan was one of them. Bo Bowman, Rick Trammell, Mo Scott, mm-hmm. and Terry McCurry flew. They learned how to fly in formation. They did a five-man formation and flew over Jeb's funeral. He had a military funeral, and they flew over his funeral and did the missing man formation.
Wow, that's awesome. That
yeah.
is really, really awesome. So. You know, and where would we be today without our veterans that were in World War I, World War II, even our Vietnam veterans? I mean, we look at all of this, and as we look at what's happening over there in Iraq and Iran, you know,
yeah.
we got to think about our veterans and how much they have brought to our country and kept us safe.
Well, our Veterans Center has a Hall of Heroes museum.
Yes, they do.
And they will be bringing items from the museum, and Davidson Floyd has graciously agreed to let us use their hangar, and we will set up a mini museum in the Davidson Floyd hangar, and that'll be available for tour Saturday as well.
Well, you know, I don't think you've left any stone unturned here. I tell you, I think that is so awesome. They've done such a great job down there at the Veterans Administration setting
sure
up
have.
The Hall of Heroes yeah. Museum. This will be a great way to see it, and then maybe that will inspire more people to go see it. Mm-hmm. So it's open on Wednesday afternoons, I believe, or Thursday, Wednesday afternoons, I do believe, and the first or third Sunday of the month or something. It's open a couple of times, but I'm sure they'll have information out there to be able to tell you about it. But this is an event you don't want to miss. Now, at the very beginning of the air show ceremony, are you going to be singing the national anthem and doing
yes,
some things?
Yes, I will. No.
Rossi singing.
For
okay.
For those of you who've heard me sing, no. No. We've invited the choir from the 96 Elementary School. I think it's the chorus, they call themselves. And, of course, being summer, they aren't all going to be able to come, but we should have a representative crowd from that chorus. And
then we're going to honor the veterans, and we're going to have a moment of silence.
Yes, and then we'll have the parachute jump. Paratroopers will jump.
So
with the flag.
Yeah.
And we have Reverend Phil Threlkill coming out to have the invocation, and we call him the Pope of Greenwood.
The Pope of Greenwood. Okay. All right. Well, listen. You know, this is why you don't want to miss it. Now, I'm very, very, very curious how a monster truck fits all in here. Stan, can you explain this to me?
Well. I don't know that I can, but let me tell you, monster truck is always cool for kids. And I mean, I have actually had someone call, and I was telling them, well, hey, we're going to have a monster truck. And he says, you kidding me? I said, no, sir. He said, my two sons has got to ride in that. They got every monster truck there is that Hot Wheels make or whoever, all the little toy manufacturers make. But that is... It goes right along with kids and family. And this fella is a great fella. He's a Christian fella. He's coming all the way from Ocala, Florida. But he's
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's a great fella, and he wants to be a part of our show. He says, well, you know, I want to get in on the foundation because I think y'all are a growing thing up there. And so we wanted it. I mean, I've been to other air shows where there's monster trucks, and you know, there's also jet trucks, but we don't have one of them this year. But hey, that's in the future.
I notice on the truck it says awesome.
Mr. Awesome is the truck.
Well, what's funny to me about it is the name of his company is Big Boy Toys.
Big Boy Toys. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that. You know, another thing that's a lot of fun, speaking about Big Boy Toys, is having an area where people can drive dump trucks and backhoes and all this type of stuff. They actually have people that are making a business out of doing that now.
Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
It's called the rental place.
But anyways, these are the things that you're going to be part of. Now, what time does the what time do the gates open? What time does everything start?
The gates open at 8, okay. 8 a.m. And, you know, it'll be getting cranked up and going. We say everything goes from 9 to 4.
Okay.
Good Lord willing, we don't have no thunderstorms. We'll be out of there by 4 o'clock. But there'll be a lot of airplanes leaving. If we have 100 RC and 100...
Radio
100 RC airplanes, 100 general aviation airplanes, 150 cars. There'll be a lot to watch. It'll be a lot of fun to watch getting out of there. But I mean, it's really amazing how, you know, you watch 100 airplanes on the ground and then they all scramble and next thing you know, they're all gone and you wonder, well, how do they keep from hitting each other and how do they do this and how do they do it? But it's a lot of fun to watch, you know, so.
Absolutely. You know. And again, we've got to tell you, it's only $5 to park and that's the only charge and it's $5 for a carload. That's not per person. That's $5 for a carload.
Now, if you bring a bus, we'd take a bigger donation.
Yeah, we like one.
But you don't have to pay.
That's right. And also, you will have, I presume, you had this last year, you'll have the golf carts and everything moving everybody from the parking lot. You don't have to worry if you can't. If you're not a good walker, you'll have
transportation
to move you around.
It's all right if you bring your... bring your chair to watch it. You know,
absolutely.
Bring a lounge chair if you want to, and then as you sit on the ground.
We'll have some tents set up, and we have a misting tent this year. We have some misting fans. We know it's going to be hot. We're trying to prepare for that.
And we have a lot of tents sitting around. We want people to stay cool.
Right.
One thing we've got the EMS coming out. We've got Self-Regional. It's not safe.
Is the mobile health unit going to be there?
It's going to be there.
It's not a bus. It's a mobile health unit.
That's right.
But they're going to be out there, and the EMS is there. We have the Greenwood County Sheriff's Office to be there. They're going to all do a little demonstration. We got some volunteer fire departments that will be there, and they'll be doing demonstrations. So it's just not – I mean –
You will not be bored to spend the whole day out there.
There you go. And we got, we can talk about it for 2 or 3 hours if you want to.
You can come watch Shannon Riley park airplanes and work all day. He's going to be out there with us.
All right. That sounds great. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We come back. We've got more to talk about. I want to talk a little bit about these radio-controlled airplanes. You may think those are those little things that kids put together. Oh, no. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. How you doing this afternoon? Boy, I tell you what, you know, planes always do excite your spirit. In fact, the other day, Ree and I were talking about Sky King. Do you remember Sky King on TV?
And Penny.
And Penny, yes. And what a show that was for
and
kids.
And Songbird.
Okay, see, okay, you remember this show. But always aviation does. And, you know, it really is, when you think about flying and when you think about space and everything, it really is an awesome idea. I used to love to fly, commercial flight, you know, just commercial flights. I don't enjoy it as much, but I used to think, what great time to get away when it was nice, mm-hmm. when people dressed up to fly. You know, mm-hmm. they don't do that anymore. Yeah. But anyways, let's talk a little bit about these radio-controlled airplanes. They're not a couple of feet wide, are they?
No, this is where I came from.
Okay.
My dad started me when I was 5 years old, mm-hmm. and it's been a long time with airplanes. RC, or radio control, was very new. The technology was just coming along to work, and Daddy went down to Atlanta and watched some fly, and at first they didn't do too well, and he come home and he said, no, that ain't for me. Well, as a few years went by, they got to Greenville, and he went up to Greenville and watched them fly, and he says, I think he come home and Mama got him one for Christmas, and the whole family got into it. Every one of us boys flew at one time or another. Now, it only stuck with two of us,
right.
but yes, they started out. They're small. They're little toy airplanes is what people used to think. Well, now technology has done so much. Just like with electronics, it has done so much to the RC industry. They have mini drones now. They have all this stuff that you see on TV. But airplanes now, we'll have some out there that are probably half scale. So they're a scale counterpart of the real one. And last year we was able, Greg Connell flies a Pitts S-12, and we had a 50% RC model. Now, they wasn't painted up the same.
Right.
But it was a 50% scale model of what Greg was flying in. So it was half scale.
They had some for Gary, too.
They did. There was a little smaller, but this was a half scale of Greg's. And they were like 35, 40%
of
Gary's.
Well, what does that mean that the wingspan would be then? Just roughly.
10 foot.
10 foot. So, I mean, that's why I just wanted people to get an idea.
6 to 10 foot, I should say. It all depends on. So, yeah, they're not small anymore. You know, they have big chainsaw engines on them.
Chainsaw engines.
They're slinging a 30-inch prop. And very aerobatic and very tough and light. And
they're really a lot of fun to watch. And, I mean, they'll be taking off, won't they, on the field?
They
and
will
doing
be.
Things, yeah.
They will be. And, you know, that we... We're about aviation, flying and fun and family, but there's something out there for everyone, because RC, you can make it cost you what you want. Matter of fact, the Index Journal's giving away an RC airplane. If you stop by their booth, I reckon they'll sign you. I don't know how that's working, but
sure.
They're giving away an RC airplane. Now, but this is something that you can get into RCs. You can kind of make it cost you what you want. You can get in for a couple hundred dollars or go more. You know, they do have smaller RCs that are less expensive, but they don't tend to fly as well.
You know, they have the RC that are full jets now. I mean, they are real jets, not just
they have a jet engine. I hope we're going to have some.
We ask
people to come every year. And, you know, you don't know who's going to show up,
sure.
Okay, because, you know, everybody lives, and this is a hobby for most everybody.
So how do they get these big ones from one location to another then?
Trailer.
Trailers? They have to trailer them in?
Yep, they have enclosed trailers. Some of them have 20-foot trailers, and you open them up, and they're like a shop inside. I mean, it's amazing what some of those guys spend on that stuff.
When I was coming along, we flew the control line mm-hmm. model airplanes back then.
That were attached.
Yeah,
right?
Were attached, and we'd do combat with them. That's tie a streamer on the back, and who could cut the others? Mm-hmm. Streamer one, which usually we ran into one another.
Yeah, it is amazing. And speaking of drones, I mean, is a radio controlled plane a lot like a drone?
It is. It very much is. And in today's technology, they have these transmitters, and what they'll do is they'll launch a radio-controlled airplane, and it'll go out, and they have different sensors and signals on it. They'll actually go over and look at a big screen TV, and they watch the airplane fly out, and they've got cameras on them. The technologies are there. They are real live drones, but now they're not the military style. The military styles are bigger, faster, more expensive. But yes, this is a small counterpart to the actual drone. It is a drone, yes, ma'am.
There you go. Something to think about on that. All right. Well, we had, what else did we want to talk about here today, Rossi? Anything else you want to make sure?
We have a website set up. It's aviationexpo.net.
Okay.
And if they want to go to that website, we have the schedule of events for the day so people can kind of see if there's one particular thing they want to do, see what time that is. We're going to have the RE/MAX balloon is going to be there this year, and so everybody will get to see that.
Are you going to take balloon rides?
No, not this year.
Okay. Not this year.
This is just whetting your appetite.
Okay.
Just to see the balloon. Next year we may do the tethered rides.
And we're going to be on television Friday morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. What's going to happen? Buck, go ahead. I know you're excited about this. He's a television
guy. They chased me in an airplane last year. But on local Fox, Fox 21, they come out at 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday, and we have little snips they have on the human interest. And we're telling about it and showing some airplanes. And if you get up that early, it's 5 to what, 8?
9.
5 it's to 9.
10 after and 40 after the hour.
Up until 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can see what's going on, too.
Okay. Now, are you going up there or they're coming down here? Yeah, and they're coming down here Friday morning?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to come out and see what was going on, could they come out?
Absolutely.
That's what I think would be awesome.
We would love to have them. We'd love to have people.
They'll come at 4 when we're coming out.
Uh-huh. 4 o'clock in the morning? Okay,
we'll
guys.
We'll be there from 5 to 9.
5 to
and
9.
And watching the sun come up is beautiful.
It is.
Yeah, out there at the airport, the Greenwood Airport. Now, Rossi, again, tell people who don't know where the airport is, where is the airport?
Look it up on Google. It's on the north side of Greenwood, end of Northside Drive, Terminal Road, 322 Terminal Road, if you GPS the address.
The only problem I see with it is the sign. I mean, you could drive right by it. You got to be careful driving to the airport there.
Centrally located between New York and Miami.
There you go. Yeah, but they have that's one thing I think y'all need a little bigger sign out there because it's low to the ground.
Can you help us work on that?
Well, sure, I'll help you work on it. Right. Absolutely. I'm good at raising donations here now. But I know people are going to love this, and I am just thrilled that you all are here today. You're going to be bringing stuff out there that people just don't see.
Right.
That is the thing about it. So why not come to the air show Saturday, all day long, starting at 9 o'clock. It's just going to be a lot of fun. The air show itself actually begins at 2:10. Now, how far away can you see the air show from the airport?
You have to be at the airport. You have to come pay the $5.
You think you see it from a distance, but if you're not there at the runway looking what they do way down low, you haven't been wowed. I mean, Greg and Gary... will do things you wouldn't think an airplane can do,
Yuri
but they do it right down
it
there
down.
On the ground.
Yes. Turns it upside down and flies it upside down, doesn't
Rarely does he fly right side up.
Okay, all right.
And he'll be on your show in the morning.
That's right. We're going to have him calling in tomorrow morning. I think it's 9:05. He'll be on the air with us. We've had all, not all of them, but a good group calling in this week. We love helping out with making
Thank
sure
you.
Everybody knows about it. And I know your sponsors, you're thrilled for all the help that you've had from your sponsors. And the fact that they all came back this year and wanted to play a bigger part really made it even more, made you feel even better, didn't
it,
Rossi?
Yeah, absolutely. We have some great sponsors. And like Buck mentioned early, just pay attention to the sponsors and go to their place of business and thank them. Because, you know, we want to continue this effort. We want to grow this effort. And we want to continue to have local participation.
Absolutely.
And if you're out there Saturday, you won't know you in Greenwood.
That's right.
Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay, all right. Well, Liz, I tell you what, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Thanks so much for coming out today, guys, and good luck on Saturday. All right, Gracie, you'll be there too. All right, bye-bye, everybody.